Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Jared Allen is presented by Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Skydeck, let's make a little noise here. That's right, this is Vikings Country, and this is Jared Allen, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. How are you?
Listen, okay, 12 and a half sacks. Let's see, where can we go here? 10 consecutive games with at least a sack. Fumble recoveries, all the knockdown passes. You got the pick. You got tackles for loss. Yeah, let's
this
just throw this out.
Not about me. Let's move on.
No. Hold on. Let's throw this out here. Pro Bowl balloting is now open.
Oh, okay.
NFL.com/Pro Bowl. Be sure to log on today through December 19th, and you can vote for your favorite Vikings players such as Jared Allen and Chad Greenway, the hosts of Vikings Country. Plus, you can vote early and very, very often at NFL.com. Please do it today. Last month's NFC Defensive Player of the Month.
That was actually pretty cool. I actually didn't know about it. I kept getting all these text messages, and I was like, great. But I was like up to my elbows in new diapers.
But that's the most important thing right there.
So, you know what? My mind has been completely off of football this bye week, just spending time at home with the family and the little newborn. And, you know, they say, like, oh, they're supposed to have, like, one poop or pee for, like, every day that they're alive. That is crap. They're supposed to have one. I had, like, 57.
Does it help that you know how to gut a deer to get through poopy diapers?
Yeah, actually, diaper changing doesn't bother me. Like, right. my old man was like the worst diaper changer ever.
Yeah.
And so, like, when you have kids, you guys that have kids probably know what I'm talking about. Like, your parents then decide to divulge what they did with you as a child.
No.
Quit telling me. I feel like I might have been abused. I don't know. Like, I found out I never had baby food, for example.
Oh, really?
I went
right
straight
to steak?
I went straight from, like, 3 months of breastfeeding to whatever they were eating. Well, and mom was like, well, I smashed it up. And then so, you know, like my daughter, she eats a ton, obviously. I mean, she takes after her dad. And mom's like, well, you know, you don't always have to give them formula. Just give them some water. I'm like, mom, the doctor said that's like the worst thing you can do for a newborn is give them water. We gave you water all the time. And look at you. I'm like, jeez.
Well, some of the development went okay, but maybe not all of it.
I'm wondering why my brain is slow. Goodness gracious.
Congratulations. You're a dad, man. Yeah, that is so cool.
It's pretty cool, dude. It's, you know what? And you automatically get old man strength now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I instantly got older, stronger, and wiser all, like, within the 15 seconds that she was born.
Problem is that you got about another month, and then you'll no longer be cool. Because when you were dad, you're no longer cool.
But I didn't really start cool either. So I'm not really, like, lowering my standards. Like, my standards were set so low already.
Right.
That I'm pretty much just knocking it out of the park.
Brinley, where does that come from?
You know what? Got to give the wife credit. Looking through baby books and, you know, we wanted to be different.
Yeah.
You know, unique, but not like over the top unique.
Right.
Because like super unique names are just weird.
Well, and you can never find those keychains of Minnesota.
Yeah.
License plate with your name
exactly.
on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you know, so that was the wife's doing. It all came through and, her middle name, Noelle, because, we like Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, you know what? You know, let's not overthink things.
Have you already bought Christmas? The holiday sweaters for the family for the photo?
Oh, yeah, we got a plethora. I'm curious what she's going to be wearing. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'll dress her as an elf just because it's fun.
Yeah.
do some weird things with that. It's pretty cool. So a cool story. My buddy, he's got a little boy, right?
Yeah.
So he brought him over the other day to meet Brinley, and we always laugh about they might get married one day and we could actually be family.
Sure.
And this is going to be the coolest story when they're old enough to understand, like when they're friends and they know each other. So he was walking through the door with his son, and right when his son got there, he just dropped a deuce. Just deuced all in his diaper, right? And I can't wait till they get old enough and I can tell that story. Like, Hey, remember when you first met? You just took a fat dump on my stairs. Welcome to the family, son.
You overcame that, so you must be an okay person.
Yeah, you must be cool.
How did you spend the bye week? I'm going to guess you didn't do a whole lot of hunting. But
no, you know what? No, I've been in my house. I feel like a hermit. Like these lights, I'm like... like feeling all awkward over here. But no, I spent, honestly, every waking moment...
Yeah,
and there was a lot of waking moments.
Right.
At the house, just hanging out, and you know, doing the whole coddling thing and all
that
good
stuff. Is there really anything better than when it's late at night and no one else is up and you get your turn to go and, you know, do the rocking and stuff like that? Is there anything better than holding your baby in your arms?
No, my coolest thing, the coolest thing in the world is when she falls asleep on my chest.
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
Yeah.
And then I'm like putting toothpicks in my eyelids so I don't fall asleep. Because I'm the oaf that would, like, roll over on her, so.
It always seems, though, that once that really special moment happens, there's, like, a little bit of a, you know, there's a little upchuck that kind of wakes you up and brings you back to reality.
She hasn't been vomiting, no.
Not at all.
Not a spit-up person. Like, a couple, bleh, she burps awesome, farts a lot, which is really cool because right. I'm a big fan of farting. So, just now you guys know that about me. I'm going to ask a little feedback here.
Yeah. Well, whether you're two or
six. I'm not going to lie. You guys are sounding like a 2-6 crowd that just came out of a bye week up here. I'm trying to make myself laugh. I'm getting no feedback up here, though. I need a little more from the crowd.
Yeah. Drinks all around. Let's get this thing going.
Buy everybody around here. All right, come on.
Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. We're here every Wednesday at 6:30. Of course, last week, bye week, and we're not there. CMAs. Tonight, that's where I've been for the last seemingly ever.
Trust me, I can smell it. I mean, Nashville, it's a lot of cigarette smoke in Nashville.
Right. No, Nashville, nobody's happier than my liver to be back home. But I know you're a big country fan and stuff like that. And it's funny because while we were down there, we got a chance to talk to, I know it's a friend of yours, Blake Shelton. The man is up for Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, you know, we're really good friends. Like, so good that I don't even have his number, and he doesn't return my call when I leave messages.
Oh, no.
And, like, I always have to go, like, roundabout ways to get tickets. But, yeah, we're hella good friends.
I thought you guys were. He big-timed you.
We are. Just messing around.
Yeah, but he's up for Entertainer of the Year. And I was telling him, too, we were doing an interview, and I said, you know, if I could hot tub time machine this thing, there's no way 10 years ago I could have ever saw you be at this point, because I saw you, like, too much like myself.
You know what? Everybody take a look back 10 years of your life. Do you really think you're going to be where you're at now? Not a chance. Like, I thought I was going to be, like, really good looking, not bald, and, like, pro surfer.
You know, I mean, yeah, that's a good point. You know, that whole bald thing, I just came to a realization over the weekend, too, which is really scary, is that my hair probably won't go gray because it won't be there long enough. And so my very first gray hair will be somewhere else other than my head.
Dude, no, it sucks. As Amy just told me that she was doing something with my hair. She said, I have one gray hair.
Oh.
I have my first silver hair. I think it's crap because I can't see it. Therefore, it doesn't exist.
Right.
And I'm not above, just so everybody, I'm not above, like, just for menning.
Oh, yeah? You're going to color it in?
Oh, yeah. Now, when I get to the point where I can be, like, you know, a touch of gray,
yeah.
I'm going to touch of gray it up like crazy because, right. You know, you look distinguished at that point.
Sure, you get all Clooney-like.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But, yeah, my hair is falling out rapidly, and, like, the longer it gets, my wife reminds me that it looks stupid because my sides are all bushy, and then my hair is falling out rapidly. So I'm just trying to hold on as long as I can. I'm going to get creative when I have to. I'm super combing over.
Why don't
you
go
awkwardly comb over?
Please.
I plan on getting, like, a really nasty toupee when I get older, too. Like, when I'm full cul-de-sac'd out like my dad, I'm going to rock the most hideous toupee. And, like, when people give me that look, I'm just going to be like, oh, what, do I got a boog hanging? Like, what's up?
You got a Hulk Hogan.
I totally pretend I don't know.
Bleach blonde Hulk Hogan at least once. That's my plan.
And then just have, like, a super dark toupee.
No, I'm not even tooping up top. I'm just going to let her go. Skull it up top. It's going to be like the shower curtain, just right in the back there,
but
baby.
The greatest part about people that actually get toupees, they got to cost a decent amount of money, right?
Oh, yeah, one would think.
It can't be cheaper than, like, going to Bosley. Like, go get the real deal, bro. We all know that you got a rat on your head. That there's a squirrel's tail on your head. We see it.
Yeah.
We get it.
I hate the fact that I have a hair equator, and it's right here. I can't grow a mustache or anything north. It's really bothering me. You know, in Nashville, one thing I noticed is that everybody has a fragrance. That's anybody. Will there ever be, like, a Jared Allen's sack?
Yeah, surprisingly, it's going to smell musty. Everybody, like, and that's the thing. Why does every so-called celebrity want to have a scent?
Yeah.
It doesn't smell like them.
Well, that we know.
Yeah, and how many different kind of scents can they be? Like, I'm going to admit that I watched Chloe and Lamar. And when they were doing, like, the old, like, oh, smell this one. Do you like the way this smells? Smell this. Who cares? Like, really? Like, people really care. Like, oh, Chloe and Lamar wear that kind of scent. Like, what are we?
Meanwhile, you're yelling at the TV
when
while
hear,
watching
When
Chloe
I hear
Clark.
Scent, I think of rubbing piss on myself to attract a big buck. Like, I'm rubbing doe urine on it. That's in essence. We're like, just rub some urine on yourself.
Who's to say that doesn't work in the human world?
Thank you very much.
What if it actually does?
There would be a lot of dudes rubbing pee on themselves.
Wouldn't that be the worst? And like, hey, Bob, you know what? Becky used to love you in high school. Any chance? I got a big date with her.
I get some of your urine, bro.
That would be awful. I know that you love to follow headlines and the news and stuff like that, and you're always on top of what is going on. The really important news that are out there. Yeah. Kim and Chris's wedding.
Yeah, what a fraud. Yeah. What a fraud. You can see who didn't see that one coming, though.
Really? 72 hours is a little aggressive.
Yeah, you know, I was actually watching Fox News. I heard they're reconciling. I heard she actually was here in Minnesota.
Yes.
So they're trying to reconcile.
Well, no, she was just trying to get closure.
Oh, I hope they do because, you know what, marriage. See, that's my problem with stupid celebrities and reality TV. Remember when Death Do Us Part was, like, taken serious? Like, when I got married, I told my wife, I'm like, I'm not getting divorced.
Right.
I'll be a widower before I'm a divorcee. Let me tell you that right now. So
my wife said the same thing.
Let's keep it straight.
My wife said the same thing, but she's been sizing me up for a pillow. I don't know if I should be worried about that or not.
I bought my wife a gun, and all of a sudden I had life insurance papers to sign. I don't know what's going on.
I know, but you hear that. Till death do us part, you start going, man, that's a long time.
Like I told you earlier, not so much. I think you got like a 20-year shelf span tops, dude.
Me?
Yeah, you're got to be on the downside of your life.
Really?
I mean, I already know I am. So if I make it to 55, praise God. But no, so yeah, that's what it's just angry. Like that's what I had the biggest bone to pick with Hollywood. And then we put like now that I have a daughter too, I got to watch like all these so-called like women that we're supposed to look up to.
Oh, sure.
Like, don't even get me started about like the house Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing real about them is. I don't even know if their skin's not even real. So there's really nothing real about them.
Clearly, the only thing real about them is the debt after the show.
Yeah, the debt that they all owe and the lives that they crushed, you know, because you got their husbands hanging themselves, you know.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody I just offended with that comment.
But no, but, there's no reality.
No, but it drives me absolutely nuts. And as society, we hype this up and we think that we call them successful.
Yeah.
She's considered successful. Kim... whatever her name is considered successful.
Kim Kardashian, yeah.
She is a multimillionaire for being an absolute piece of crap. Like, there's no value or morals there. Like, come on.
This is Vikings country, and this is the stuff we get to. You know what? Just briefly before we get into our second segment, where we do, of course, have our scouting report, and we'll break it down like only this show possibly can. Paterno. And stuff that's going on at Penn State.
Don't even start about that. So we won't go too much into it, but I feel like everybody in that university that even heard of it, like there's certain things that you can run up the chain of command.
Right.
When you see something like that, it would take me all of 10 minutes to call 911 because the first 9 minutes I would have spent beating the living piss out of the dude and stomping his face in the ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
And could you win some foot? Like, oh, I mean, obviously we all don't know the entire details, but from what's coming out,
right?
You can't say, well, you can't claim like, oh, I did my job. I reported it to the higher ups.
Yeah.
You gotta call the cops. That just pisses me off.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And you know, it looks like Joe Pa is probably not gonna, for sure. He already said that he's going to retire at the end of the season, but I bet he doesn't even get that opportunity.
And you know what? Like, you know, great coach, supposedly great man. People make mistakes, but that's like something you can't, you like,
you have knowledge of it.
Who knows how many kids' lives have been absolutely ruined because of this dirtbag?
Absolutely.
And right, if you were a part of that, and I think the whistleblower guy should be thrown in the same bus because why would you go tell your head coach and not just call the cops right away?
Absolutely.
That is dumb.
Vikings country here. We are at the Skydeck Sports Grill in Lanes, fourth floor, Mall of America. This is Jared Allen. I am Mus. Our second segment's coming up on the way. Scouting report and so much more here on The Fan. Vikings country, here we are once again, Mall of America, Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes making a little noise here. Jared Allen is here this week, and this is, of course, Packer Week.
Yeah, you know what? And, yeah, they suck. I get it. I agree. Like, you know what? Misery loves company, so I plan on bringing them down a little misery.
Nice.
Even though they'd be 8-1 and we'd be 3-6. It would just feel good to beat them.
Yeah, there's nothing better than beating a rival like that.
No, but on a totally different note, I've really noticed as this show has grown over the last few years, we've really classed up our crowd.
We have.
Remember the first year was absolutely nuts, yeah. Right? We had some really rough people.
A lot of body paint.
You know what? We got Argyle now.
Oh,
are you freaking kidding me?
He just got off the golf course.
We have stepped it up to Argyle around here. That's what I'm talking about, dude.
You know, and he also
said we couldn't grow.
He's also got a lanyard there over there. He's got a badge. He gets into something important, probably.
He really does.
A school.
All right.
Oh, well, all right. We got a teacher this time.
Hopefully it's not Penn State, huh? Too soon?
No, too soon. It's okay. This is taped. but no, with our scouting report, you know, like we like to do here, scouting report, by the way, here at Vikings Country, it is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. Hey, there's a new website that I think you need to go and take a look.
By the way, I like how you went from advertiser voice.
Right.
Sports Authority brought to you by the Minnesota. Hey, by the way, bud, there's like this new website. Totally got to check it out.
It's called Sex Toy or Kitchen Utensil.
Gee, many great. I mean, I know the economy's slow, but get a job, people.
No, wait. What they do is they put a picture up of an item, and you have to determine whether it's a sex toy or a kitchen utensil.
Do you win a prize?
Well, you'll at least know whether you should eat those flapjacks or not. How are you scrambling them eggs over there?
You'll never look at a whisk the same way again.
I told you we'd get into the scouting report. Oh, you know what? Again, I'm going to talk a little bit about the CMAs. Have you ever met Faith Hill?
No, have not.
Most beautiful woman on the planet.
I disagree.
Oh, no.
My wife, way better
looking. Well, yeah, okay. Nice.
Wow, I got like only the ladies clapped. The guy was like, what?
She already married you. You just had a kid. Gee, you're locked in. Okay. So, here's the deal, though. I'm doing this interview with her, and I'm talking to her about, you know, fragrances and stuff like that in Nashville. And what are you talking about?
To be a fly on the wall listening to you and Faith Hill talk about fragrances.
I know.
You wear Brut, and she's got her own line. Which, by the way, Brut is awesome.
Honestly, I wear a little bit more like Brutal. But it's. But anyway, I'm talking to her, and I'm looking at her. We're like eye to eye, and all of a sudden, I literally
got a restraining order.
I went to vapor and went in. Like, just sucked right into her eyes, into her soul. She's so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But here's the thing that sucks, is that I come home, and of course, my wife listens to the show, and so she hears this because I got busted, because she's like, you're not even paying attention to a word I'm saying right now, are you? So I go home. Now my wife's walking around the house like she's like in a Bela Lugosi movie, trying to get me to do the same thing. You're like, ah. She saw boogly eyes. It's like freaking me out.
Yeah. Well, you can't like get all like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Creepy?
There you go. That's what I'm looking for. You can't get all creepy on Faith Hill and not think your wife's not going to be pissed about it.
Well, I guess.
Quit fanning out. You're fanning out on Faith Hill.
I did. I know, and I'm a professional.
Exactly.
That's what's sad.
Act like it.
Should I go back in my radio voice then?
Yes.
That's what you're saying? You have 12 career sacks versus the Packers. You know that? That's most against any other opponent.
There
you
go.
Yeah. Including last time at Mall of America when we took on the Packers, you had 2 sacks in that. What is it with the Packers and you? And I mean, what is it with this team that you just destroy Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. I guess I enjoy playing the Packers. You know what I didn't enjoy, though?
What's that?
When they sent a dude from the sideline to earhole me on a pass play. Did not enjoy that very much.
That was not cool.
No. And then so I was like kind of discombobulated. So the next play, I figured I had to attack somebody. Like my manhood just got tested.
Yeah.
I got to attack somebody, right? We got to get violent.
Right.
So the tight end was in front of me. So I grabbed him by his face mask. And I would have poked him in the eye if I had long enough fingers. And then so we were going back and forth, and then I get over to the sidelines, like, you know, why are you going at it with Finley out there? It's like, he blindsided me from the freaking across the field. They're like, it wasn't even him, dude. So then I had to go back and apologize to him, but by that point, it was too late to go after the guy that really hit me because he was already being cool. So, yeah, it was just a wreck.
Talk about Marshall Newhouse. You'll be going up against him here coming up on Monday Night Football. How's the ice?
Ice is delicious, by the way. Who in here likes chewing ice? Anybody?
You know what they say about chewing ice?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that if you chew a lot of ice, it means that you're
anemic.
No.
What?
No, that you're not getting enough whoop. Which would make sense, but go ahead with the Newhouse deal.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, so Newhouse. You know what? honestly, I take it week by week, and I'll go in, break down film on him, and if I can get some one-on-one matchups, I obviously like to bet on myself.
Right.
I think we'll do all right, but I expect a lot of chips. I expect some more blindsides, and you know, it's one of those weeks where, you know, we played a good game against them, but we gave it away at the end, and I think this is one of those games where we really feel like we can go up there and we can beat the crap out of the Packers in Lambeau and then do our little bam, our little belt celebration. Bam! Take some of that right there.
Now, we haven't talked yet since Ponder has gotten a start and stuff like that. And Ponder gets a start, starts playing well. In fact, starts up against the title-winning Packers and undefeated Packers and plays really well. Plays well enough, I mean, close game. Almost in that one, 33-27, although it was a loss, but there's some hope with this kid.
Yeah, you know what? He's playing good ball. I give him a hard time because I don't want him to get his head too big too fast. You know, I'm like, you're the only, at that point before we played Carolina, I was like, you're the only 0-1 quarterback that everybody loves. Like, this is crazy. I always tell him all the time, I'm like, listen, dude, you have to be successful. Because if you've only started two games and you're already driving a Porsche and a Maserati, you better be a baller. Like, you better be awesome. But no, he's a good kid, man. He works his butt off. I'll give him credit. He's in the building early. He's leaving late. He's putting the work in, and he wants to be the best. He has enough of that attitude about him to where he wants to be the best, and that's all you can ask for, and he's going out and he's putting it together on the field.
We got like a minute left here on Friday. It is Veterans Day, and I know you especially, a big supporter of the military.
Absolutely. You know what? Just say thank you to all the men and women that have served, and to those who have given their ultimate sacrifice. Thank you to your families, and God bless you all. We wouldn't be doing this today if we didn't have selfless, you know, soldiers doing what they do.
I don't think they know that we're doing this particular show, though.
I think they do. I would be surprised. I want to get like a poll.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere in some war zone is listening to us. I gotta believe that.
Yes, we like to say.
I gotta believe that.
Making the Twin Cities dumber. Like 20 minutes a week.
Message, not money. The message we're sending out's gotta spread. It's contagious up here.
Vikings country here, Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. We'll be back here 6:30 on Wednesday next week with Chad Greenway. This is The Fan.
This has been Vikings country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings radio network. Vikings country with Jared Allen has been presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor of Mall of America. Listen for Vikings Country with Jared Allen, Wednesday nights all season long, right here on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.